Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The mock. And I think people would be excited if the Chiefs do what Bink has them doing in his latest mock draft. I'll leave it at that until he joins us in studio. But when you look at the draft for the Chiefs and the options of positions, we have gone back and forth about, all right, wide receiver, offensive tackle, between you and I, those are the two positions we've kind of keyed in on. But what if they just say, you know what, out of the first two picks, they're not taking either position. What's more likely?
I've seen mocks where they don't take a wide receiver in the first three rounds, and I've seen mocks where they don't take a tackle for the first three rounds.
To me, it's way more realistic, though. If you told me that over the first three picks, they don't take a tackle, I could see that. I would disagree with that, but I could see that happening versus they're going to go there, not draft a wide receiver after last year, after bringing Hollywood Brown on a one-year deal, after maybe having a guy get suspended for a couple games. Yeah. I just don't think there's any scenario, man, with the draft where out of their first three selections, one of them isn't a wide receiver. I could see out of the first three, one of them not being a tackle, despite me disagreeing, because they could perhaps look at Wanya Morris and say, hey, well, we actually feel good about him, and we can run this whole thing back and bring back a veteran like Donovan Smith or somebody else at left tackle again. I think that would make more sense, and you could get me on board with that a lot easier than like, oh yeah, they didn't draft a wide receiver until their fourth pick.
I would be worried. Or I'd just be like, what the hell's going on here? Because you know what? You know why it would be more concerning to me? I'm more confident that you just go with the Wanya, or you didn't like the guy at the draft who was available at 32, couldn't trade up, whatever. The second and third round guys weren't of the talent level that that made you take them. So you're like, all right, they're either going to go with Wanya or they're going to go back into the rando veteran market for this year for left tackle, and I'll live my life. At wide receiver, if they didn't take one for the first three rounds, it would make me think they're back in on Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney, and they're like, we're doing it again, baby. We're back. And I'll be like, I'm not saying they can't be on the roster, and I'm not saying you can't give them every shot to re-earn a spot on the roster in August. They are no longer given a job, in my opinion. And by not taking a wide receiver in the first three rounds, you're just like, come on in. The water is warm. We've got a plan for you again. And I'm not really willing to go down that road. That's why I feel like that one's far less likely. Tackle. I think all it takes for them not to take a tackle is for the wrong guy not to be available right around that 25 to 40 range. And I look, if they take one in the third round, like that's where I'd be surprised. If they didn't get to it by then, but by then, you know that you were talking about incredibly flawed tackles. You and I both know that. You talk about guys who have massive problems. Either they straight up do not fit the size requirement that Andy Reid has typically gone for in offensive tackle. We've joked about that. And
oh, don't get Bink going on the arm.
Look, I'm not. I'm
not there at 11 o'clock. Don't worry.
I've mentioned it multiple times on the show, but that is a very real thing for people who play tackle for Andy Reid. And or you know, like so, either they're not doing that, or that they were just like, well, they started 7 games at left tackle in college, and they could be a guard, or they could be a tackle, or they might be a right if things go well, because that's what you're talking about in the third round. And if that's the case, they might pass on it for a superior player who's, you know, like less of a risk at that stage.
I mean, look at Wanya Morris. Now he's entering year 2 now, but wasn't he a third or fourth round?
He had like a heart problem,
and he was a third. Did he have medical issues? I remember what it was. I'm not sure on that one. I couldn't remember, but he was a third round pick though, right? Or something. So
I think that there was questions about his. Oh man, you can't look up Wanya Morris' heart. It just brings up RMB stuff.
Oh. I thought that was Trey Smith a couple of years ago that had the health stuff. That's why I was getting confused.
And maybe it's just a head injury.
Well, because Trey fell. I think Trey.
Trey had the.
It might have been Trey. Okay, might have been.
That was. That's when you said. I was like, I wasn't sure. Anyway,
it was different injuries for
Wanya.
Point being
was just. All right, Wanya Morris was drafted middle round, and now we're talking about. Okay, we're talking about him maybe having a chance to be the starting left tackle.
Yeah.
It's a different when you're a rookie and you're asked to do that. So, they should draft an offensive lineman or two in this year's draft. I just think if there's. Going to be one of the two wide receiver or tackle position that's not drafted in the first couple picks, it's more likely it's a tackle not getting drafted than a wide receiver, just based off of, I think, of a clear need at that position.
Yeah, it's just a little bit different. It's like, what's more likely that they just avoid tackle? Partially because that's what they've done. I also just think that Brett Veach, in the short history that we have with him, because it's still kind of short, I don't know, it's long by NFL standards, but it's short as far as like the number of examples you have of them doing it, right? Which makes sense. Every single year where they've had a massive problem at a certain position, he has gone so gung-ho to solve it. And you can't argue with the results. So it's like, our offensive line stinks. They went gung-ho to solve it. They won a Super Bowl. And, you know, like whatever it is, our defense is holding us, but gung-ho to solve it. They win a Super Bowl. So like anytime he has just been like, I'm all in to solve this problem. And look, the early results on wide receiver is, we talked about this, we think he got the best free agent wide receiver available to the Chiefs. Once it turned out that none of the guys who were talking about either getting released or not getting extensions or being traded were all just back with their original team.
Higgins, it was really Evans, and Pittman were not available.
Yeah, it was really just Hollywood or
Ridley.
Calvin Ridley. So he got the best free agent wide receiver available to him. If they go back out and sign a first, like, it just seems too likely they're going to do a first or second or third round pick. Maybe two out of those. That's why it just doesn't seem all that likely at this point.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. Auto Parts.